Memorandum of Understanding, Minister Yeta and I, also with a very good relationship, having had discussions, and most recently when I was in the Netherlands for another signing, that we were able to kick off discussions and get our technical staff moving with lightning speed to be able to secure this Memorandum of Understanding today. With this Memorandum of Understanding, it shows commitment. It shows understanding for the realities of our vulnerable small island developing states that form part of this kingdom. And as you know, Mr. Yeta represented the kingdom in COP27 when this was discussed with the world. And it was clear from that developed countries understand that climate action cannot be handled by individual countries alone, and there must be collaboration. So I am very, very proud to be a part of a kingdom that is willing to collaborate in this. And not just that we, as the Netherlands and St. Martin, signed a memorandum of understanding, but the riveting discussion that just took place within the kingdom, the BEST, the COT Islands, as well as the Netherlands, in terms of not just on a bilateral level collaborating, but collaborating as small islands together, learning from the best practices, which some have already experienced, and ensuring that we move forward together, united in a structural manner. So I believe those takeaways only solidify what will be done here with the signing. Our limited institutional capacity has been plaguing small island St. Martin, not having enough human resources as well as the finances. This compounds what we feel as challenges and SIDS. So this mutual assistance within the kingdom, and then by virtue of the following days within the region, will only strengthen the capacity of this very vulnerable region. Over the past 2 years, I've had many discussions internationally to source ways of accessing international funding for climate action. And so this is a great start to reduce the cost for the long run for the individual citizens that would be the beneficiaries of this transition. Through this MOU, we are solidifying stronger cooperation between the Netherlands and St. Martin in achieving the goals set out in the Paris Climate Agreement. With our recently approved roadmap in the Council of Ministers for the transition to renewable energy, with our energy policy being improved upon from 2014, we're now at the stage where we want to secure funding to be able to assess the feasible location for the renewable energy technologies. And so we look forward to the assistance in technical expertise that would come forth from this MOU, and of course much, much more, as we would want to achieve 80 to 100% renewable energy by 2030 as per the SDG goals. In conclusion, this MOU in the field of sustainability and renewable energy between the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Climate of the Netherlands and the Government of St. Martin aims to advance and facilitate our climate goals and further strengthen strong cooperation and collaboration with the aim of accelerating the clean energy transition and promoting the use of renewable energy, mutually benefiting from the lessons learned in relation to the renewable energy and promoting the development of these technologies. I would like to thank in advance Minister Yeten for the great collaboration thus far, and hope that this will continue to be a trend within our kingdom.